Eagle in the Morning with Patch and Amy.
Anybody who's ever a fan of Sex and the City, you've seen Carrie did this in that show. She ended up marrying herself. She sent an announcement and said she was going to marry herself. A woman just actually did that from Seattle, spent $7,000 on a trip to Paris, gets married to herself underneath the Eiffel Tower. She said she wore, the whole thing, wore a white dress. She wrote vows to herself. And she had somebody, nobody in Paris would actually officiate the wedding.
Okay, no surprise.
So she had somebody Skype in from the U.S.
It's kind of.
And they officiated it.
It's kind of weird. I'm just kind of picturing her standing there now, like, doing the vows and stuff. It's like
just looking at yourself. She said that it gets rid of the pressure of having to have somebody else in order to be successful, in order for people to go, when are you going to get married? When are you going to get married?
See, and I guess it's and you could do this. You could go out and buy like a big doll. And you could carry on, because that would stop people going, when you have a baby? Say, no, I've got one just here. That would stop people, actually, because then you'd look real crazy. People would not ask you again. You just have this little stroller.
This is my baby.
Big wide open eyes.
Oh, yikes.
Because what do they call those people? There was a thing a few weeks ago about people who actually do this, and there's a certain name for these people who go around with these, like, babies.
I don't know. Yeah. Do you think it's sad, though, if this is your friend, do you think it's sad, or do you think that we put such pressure on women that you have to be married, you have to, in order to be successful?
No, this chick's a Fruit Loop. There's no two ways around that.
Listen, if you get tired of having to buy every... I'm 30, right? So the last 5 years, I've been in that age range where all my friends, they're getting engaged. Mm-hmm. Then they get a house together. Well, they get engaged, they get married, they get a house.
Yep.
Then they have kids.
Okay.
And all I see are dollar signs. I got to buy you a gift for this, buy you a gift for that. I sat alone in a barn for 2 years. Did anybody get me a gift? No, I'm the one who needed it. I needed a present pick-me-up. But there I am spending my hard-earned radio dollars on you. I would love to go out to eat, but I can't because I gotta go spend my radio dollars on another gift for you.
But
I can tell how many gifts I've given people and then they broke up. Did I get that gift? Did I get that Target gift card back? No.
But
why do I keep buying you stuff?
But don't you think that there's something just a little off there where you want to marry yourself?
That's weird.
It is kind of weird. Hi, you're 97.7. You're live on the air. Who's this?
It's Joshua.
Good morning, Josh. What's going on?
I do agree. There is a lot of pressure on, especially a lot of women and stuff like that, with getting married. And I do understand the pressure and stuff like that, especially me. I'm being 30 and stuff like that, and I'm recently divorced.
Josh, how old are you?
I am 30 years old.
Can you turn your radio down for me, please?
Yeah.
30 years old, because we were talking about this yesterday. Do guys get the same pressure? Do you get the same questions? Like, I keep getting the question now, and from family members and from complete strangers. Oh, why don't you have kids? Don't you want to have kids? Do guys get those same questions asked to them?
Yes, they do a lot, especially if you have a girlfriend and stuff like that. People are like, you know, when you're close, you've been together for several years. They're like, well, you want to get married? Are you guys going to get married? Are you going to pop the question?
Do you have an answer for that, or do you get that? Are you in a relationship now? Are you married?
Actually, I'm in a relationship now. We're not engaged or married, but one of my closest friends actually told us that we were officially married about her.
Do you get that question? They're like, when are you going to propose to her? You've been together for so long. What's your answer to that?
I usually just push it off to my girlfriend.
She's
go ahead.
That.
You want to field this one? Yeah, but then you got to pay to divorce her. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, you're in the situation where, you know, when you're getting divorced, stuff like that, you know, you're divorced and you're like, okay, do you really want to get married again? And then people are like, well, are you going to get married again? You two are so good together. And you're kind of hesitant, but at the same time, you're really in love with the girl and that you wouldn't mind doing it again. But I look how she feels too at the same time.
And that's, people have this thing that getting married is like the holy grail.
The pinnacle.
It doesn't mean, then this is, I don't mean, not that it doesn't mean anything. To some people it's very important and that's fine. But it doesn't guarantee anything. I don't understand. People have this, you got to get married, you got to have kids. If everything's fine, why do you need to change anything? Just coast right along.
The only difference between marriage and being a boyfriend and girlfriend is a piece of paper.
It is, and the fact that now you got to pay to leave.
And you can leave for free otherwise.
It's going to take you longer to get me off your mortgage. All right, Joshua, thanks for checking in this morning. Have a great day, man.
You too.
Bye. All right.